Changes will come if they're needed.
Is it a policy issue? Is it a personnel issue? Is it the way that we're applying medicine?
Sheriff Todd Richardson also says he doesn't know for sure if a jail inmate brought her blood pressure medicine and insulin into the Davis County Jail where she died. Richardson says medical personnel are always there.
We very much track that each and every individual has a thorough medical evaluation done on them in our booking process when they come into the facility.
His and the Weber County Sheriff's Office are investigating. Karen Oakes' family says she had the medicine with her. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.